Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We continue today with our snapshot introductions of candidates for Commissioner of Agriculture. Today with third-term House member from Scott County, Ryan Quarles. First, his view on why he'd make a good selection for the post.
Well, not only have I studied agriculture my entire life, I've lived it. I grew up on a family farm. Our family's been farming in Central Kentucky over 200 years, and so farming is really in my blood. And a lot of people may not realize that agriculture and farming is more so cultural. It's not just a job, it's a way of life. And I've experienced that. I grew up in that environment. And I think that's a unique qualification for Commissioner of Agriculture. And it's something that should be a requirement for the job, is having a real farm background.
On the department itself, he feels it's in good shape, well able to serve farmers and consumers.
I think the next commissioner is going to inherit a successful, lean, and efficient department after Commissioner Comer has turned that department around and made it accountable and transparent. I hope to hit the ground running and run a department that is responsive not only to the needs of farmers but also average Kentuckians, because people don't realize the Ag Department is a regulatory agency as well, and it affects every Kentuckian, not just three times a day when they eat, but also every time they fill up their tank with gas or check out at a grocery store.
The department assures accuracy at the pump and with food scales in retail food stores. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate, and show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
Continuing today's snapshot review of candidate for Commissioner of Agriculture, Ryan Quarles of Scott County, he says the post requires an individual with administrative skills for the regulatory side of the office and with vision to move Kentucky agriculture onto the international scene.
Kentucky is an export agricultural state, and so it's important that we have a commissioner who understands international markets. My background, fortunately, I've had some experience and exposure with international trade. I'm a graduate of UK's Patterson School of Diplomacy, and I've also spent a summer working with the Foreign Agriculture Service on multilateral trade negotiations. For example, there's a trade pact being negotiated right now called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and Kentucky products stand to benefit a lot if we have a seat at the bargaining table. And so it's important that we have a commissioner that understands Kentucky's role in the international global economy.
We'll feature another snapshot update on the third candidate for commissioner in a week or so. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.